How would you like to make money every single day? You just clicked on a video that talks about making money every day. So wild speculation, that's something that's interesting to you. And today I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about it in a couple contexts. One is from like this visualization, law of attraction standpoint. And specifically, I'm going to share with you a visualization practice process that I went through around the idea of making money every day. And then I'm going to talk to you about how like money is actually showing up for me, how money has shown up, how money is showing up, how money will show up, and how you can use that in your own career, your own business, your own life. And so let's talk about making money every day. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so let's start with this visualization exercise. Now, if you're familiar with like law of attraction and especially Neville Goddard, this is all about visualizing the wish fulfilled, visualizing something taking place in your life as if it was real and as if it is real, and experiencing that and feeling what it would be like to have the relief of a problem solved, or to have the joy of a desire brought forth in your life. And you get into this state where you're just at rest. You are, you know, Neville Goddard calls it the state akin to sleep, or SATS for short. And you just get into this space where it's almost like a meditative or prayerful space, and you visualize something being true. And then if you're going to go all woo-woo about it, it's like once you have that feeling fully, once you have that feeling with integrity that this is real, this thing that I'm visualizing is real, I just haven't reached the point on time's continuum where it is out here in the three-dimensional world, but in the four-dimensional world that includes time, it is already real. I'm just getting there. If you want to believe the woo-woo part of it, yeah, okay. For me, it also worked just as a motivator. It works as a motivator to help me guide myself towards doing the things that I know are going to manifest the vision that I have. So first things first, this vision that I did, and like I'm going to give you the short version of it. I'm not going to walk you through the entire visualization, but the visualization that I did, the first thing that I do when I'm doing anything like this is I go inside. And I just kind of acknowledge that there's this vast empty space of possibility in our imagination. It's like this big, like in movies where you have this character who's inside like a black room or a white room, and there's no walls, no ceiling, no perceived limitation to where this room goes, right? It's just this open space of possibility. And then inside that space, I visualize this glowing golden door, this glowing golden door that I walked up to, I opened, and I walked through. And I actually, for this visualization, I walked into the office that I'm sitting in right now, because I wanted to imagine this as the place where this thing happens. And what I did is I walked, and in my case here, I walked around my desk, and I came and I sat down at my computer. And I sat down at my computer and I opened up my bank website. And what I saw when I logged into my bank website was all of these deposits, just deposits arriving in my business bank website every single day. And the deposits just keep getting bigger. And then I felt all the feelings around gratitude, around feeling thankful for all the money that just keeps coming in and all the ways that I'm bringing in prosperity into my life, and recognizing that some of the ways that money is coming to me almost seem automatic, like I'm not even doing anything. And some of the ways I know that I put work in for them, and I just, in this visualization, I just focused on there's this growing and consistent stream of money showing up basically every single day. And these deposits just keep getting bigger, and they're just a reflection of the value that I'm creating in the world. And I'm grateful for all of that. And that was the visualization that I went through. And then I kind of walked out of it. I actually walked out of my office, I closed the door behind me, and I looked at the door, recognizing that I'm going to keep coming back here. And actually, when I walk into my office, I'm coming back here every single day, and I'm seeing these deposits show up. And that was my visualization for this whole make money every day idea, based on Neville Goddard and Feeling is a Secret and the Wish Fulfilled, right? But then how does that money practically show up? So this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. And I primarily talk to copywriter entrepreneurs and marketers who are out there deeply involved in creating offers, putting them out into the marketplace, putting out marketing messages that are designed to drive revenue, drive results. So create leads, customers, sales, and profits for businesses in the three-dimensional world that exists in the now, right? And that's what I do. That's what I do in my business. That's what I teach here. And so three-dimensionally in the now, what am I doing? What types of income sources am I creating that have contributed to this wish being fulfilled? And now when I log into my bank account and I see, it's like I'm getting deposits all the time. I'm having money show up all the time. I'm having checks show up in the mail. Actually, right before I started recording this, I deposited another check in my bank account for work that was done months ago. And so this money showing up all the time, this making money every single day, where does that come from? Well, there are different types of income sources. And I'm going to address four specific types of income sources for you today. The first one is active income. So this is what most people think of when they think of, oh, I'm going to make some money, right? This is the employee mentality. But there are a lot of people who go into business who bring the employee mentality with them, who are basically under the assumption that you get paid for time and effort. And I still get paid for time and effort sometimes. I'm constantly working to make it be a smaller percentage of my total income, but I still make this kind of active income on a consistent basis. So, of course, this can include employment. You get a job, you show up at work, whether you're getting paid on a salary basis or whether you're getting paid on an hourly basis, this active income of having a job, like that is a source of income. Now, it doesn't feel like you're getting paid every day. Even if you're working 7 days a week and you're earning the money every single day, often that money is actually being deposited on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, on a bi-monthly basis. It's being deposited in increments, right? And so that's employment, that's active income. There's also project-based work. So if I'm working with clients and I do a copywriting project, or we do some kind of project where it's more of a coaching or consulting type arrangement, it's still a project. I'm getting paid for a certain number of hours. I'm getting paid for that. And we do that and I'm getting paid for that. And it requires my active work, my active delivery of my skills, of my services in order to generate the money. similar to employment work and similar to project work, it kind of the in-between is retainer work with clients. So typically this will feel a lot more like it will feel a lot more like an employment relationship, but maybe you're not formally an employee. Maybe you have multiple retainers with multiple clients. Again, it's a source of active income because you're getting paid to do your work. You're getting paid to do the skill. You're getting paid for time and effort for the work product you create. And then similar to this is something that I consider more of like paid tasks. So if I'm paid for a bigger project that involves multiple days, multiple weeks, multiple months of work, and it's delivered, and it's a bigger chunk, that's one thing. But I also think of this thing, paid tasks, as like, hey, you pay me to do a copy review, which is a service that I offer to clients, to copywriters. If you pay me to do a copy review, okay, that's what that, I'm getting paid for that little task. It doesn't feel like a project because there's not a lot of obligation outside of this small chunk of delivery. Similarly, like one-off consulting calls or something like that, it's a paid task, right? So those are different forms of active income. But again, like none of that necessarily feels like getting paid every day. Maybe the paid tasks, like if you had a really good marketing system in place, which we're going to get there. If you had a really good marketing system in place, you might be getting paid every day for those tasks, right? You might be making money every day. And yet, you're still actively delivering the service. So your limitation in being able to make money every day and having all that money show up is limited by your ability to do work. So for example, you go on vacation and the income is going to be limited by you going on vacation. And then, so that was active income. Now let's talk about leveraged income. So leveraged income is one of my favorite income sources. Well, it's where we start to get into my favorite income sources because it is disconnected from the time and effort that you put in. That's what leverage is. Now, some of this we're going to get into what people consider to be passive income. I don't consider any of this to be passive income just because passive means like I'm really not doing anything for the income. What this is I'm investing a small amount of time and I'm getting a disproportionately large amount of income, sometimes distributed over weeks and months and years from that initial work. And so leveraged income is things like product sales. If you're involved with the creation of products, if you are creating offers, if you're launching a business, if you are putting these offers out into the marketplace, if you're involved with the creation of the marketing and you get paid based on the results of that, like I teach in my copywriting royalties and pay for performance training, like if you're doing all of that and you're getting paid not based on the work that you put in, not based on the time and effort and energy that you put in, but based on the results generated, the number of products sold, well, that is leveraged income. Even to a degree, a salesperson who gets paid a commission is getting some level of leveraged income because if they become a better salesperson, if they get better at selling, if they sell products that are worth more, that generate more profits, then it is leverage. They can put in the same amount of time for even bigger results. And yet that's almost still in the active income camp because they're not generating commissions if they are not actively out there selling. Advertising campaigns of pretty much any sort can be a source of leveraged income. Again, like it's tied to the product sales, right? But if you are creating advertising campaigns and you are doing the act of selling multiplied through media, which goes all the way back to Claude Hopkins, scientific advertising, salesmanship multiplied. I like selling multiplied through media today. Doing that is a way to generate leveraged income. And for me, like that's a great and major source of leveraged income, both through my clients and for myself. royalties and commissions. And here, like, I talked a little bit about copywriting royalties, which are, of course, a source of leveraged income. And I talked about salesperson commissions, which are a source of leveraged income. But there are additional royalty sources, such as from the sale of books. Like, if you write a book once and it's sold for years or decades and it keeps making sales and you're getting paid royalties based on that, or, you know, creating any type of copyright artistic work or creative work that you're putting out into the marketplace and you're getting paid based on a percentage of sales where you have a royalty arrangement with a publisher, that is a great source of leveraged income. And so adding these to the mix is great. Another type of related income source there is like advertising income from things like having a YouTube channel, right? There are people who make a substantial amount of money off of having a YouTube channel, and all that they are doing is they are attracting attention to the platform, and advertisers are paying to have a moment where their advertisement is the center of attention prior to or in the middle of viewers consuming that content. And so getting those are essentially advertising commissions from Google for getting YouTube views. And actually, Facebook offers them for certain content creators, and they exist elsewhere too. Another thing that I consider to be leveraged income that is sometimes sold as passive income is JVs, partnerships, affiliate marketing. The reason that I consider this to be leveraged income is that the people who actually succeed and make a lot of money at it don't treat it like, oh, I'm just going to put a link out there. They actually treat it like a business, and they are a content creator who creates content for the sake of passing on the attention to a marketer who is willing to pay for the sale, for any sales generated as a result of that attention being passed from place to place. And so if you want to get into affiliate marketing, it's a great place for leveraged income. It is a place where you do need to consider the fact that the work, it is a work intensive job up front, but that can pay off through an extended period of time, especially if you're creating evergreen content. Now we get into my favorite source of at least somewhat active or front loaded income. So you do the work up front, but you get a lot of income down the road that does seem to just show up every day. Like, again, talking about making money every day, all of these can be great sources of that. This is the one where it really does start to feel like, oh, geez, money is showing up every day independent of my ability to, or independent of the actual amount of time and effort that I put in today. And that is recurring income. So subscription-based products, having a membership, having, you know, software that's sold as a service, having subscriptions where people are paying on a consistent basis for products, services that are created once. And of course, there are lots of different ways that you can deliver this, and some subscriptions do require more proactive investment of time and energy to maintain the customer relationship. But if you can create any kind of subscription offer, and pretty much every business, I would challenge you to come up with a business where my creativity could not turn it into a subscription-based offer. If you come up with subscriptions, with subscription products, with recurring income products, with that sort of ongoing value generation for the customer in exchange for ongoing money coming into your bank account, that is one of the most incredible ways to create this phenomenon that I imagined in that visualization of money showing up every day. Because when that monthly payment comes in, boom, money shows up in your bank account. When that monthly payment comes in, boom, money shows up in your bank account. And if you can feed new subscribers into that system on a regular basis, the payments just keep growing. And it's a wonderful phenomenon. And businesses that sell subscriptions successfully are considered to be immensely valuable because there is this income stream that's coming from that. And then there is what I consider to be the one true type of passive income that also feels a little bit out of reach to a lot of folks, which is investment income. So depending on the amount of assets that you have accumulated, you may or may not be able to generate a lot of income from your investments. And the harder that you reach for, the more you reach for income from investments. So if you want a fraction of a percent of interest on your investments, you can put it into a savings account and be pretty certain that there's very, 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 very low risk from that. But as soon as you want 2%, and this is in today's environment in 2021 when interest rates have been suppressed for over a decade, and there's very, and again, it's based on the US economy, but this is kind of a global phenomenon. So if you want to push for income at 2%, 3%, God forbid, 4, 5, 10%, there is going to be some risk to your principal, to the amount invested up front. But this is ultimately the way that you just continue getting richer every day, is finding a way to add to that pile of money that is invested in a way where it's going to make money. And when your money is making money with consistency, then that's when you do start to experience this phenomenon of passive income. Now, with this, like just quickly recapping, there was active income, there was leveraged income, there was recurring income, and there's investment income, different types of income sources. The way that money starts showing up every day is to be putting in a little bit of effort into these different types of income generation activities on an ongoing basis. So I had that visualization and I imagined the deposits coming in and I imagined the deposits continually growing. And I felt what that feels like and how awesome that feels. And then we get to what I consider to be practical manifestation. So you can imagine things all you want from a cave in the mountains or from your basement or from wherever. You can imagine these things all that you want, but ultimately the way that things show up in your life is by you going out there and doing things and interacting with the world. And if you want income to show up, you have to create value in the world. So you find ways through active income sources and leveraged income sources and recurring income sources and investment income sources to put value out into the world in places where it's going to reward you with these different types of income. And when you create like more sources of income, so you get some advertising income over there from like advertising that you're helping to, you know, let's say you create content like this and you publish a video on YouTube and you get some advertising revenue from YouTube once your channel reaches the eligibility threshold. And you launch some products and you get some income from daily sales of that, and you have a subscription thing and you get consistent income from the regular ongoing payments from that. And you take some of the money that you're making in your business or your career and you set it aside into investment accounts that are invested in ways where your money is making money, and you're just developing all of these different income sources. Well, that's when you start to experience this phenomenon, like, holy cow, the money just keeps coming in. And of course, like less work for the income is better. And the bigger percentage that you're able to save helps a lot. So if you're able to save like 15% is considered a very high saver. But the people who end up growing the most wealthy also grow their income to the point where they can live off 50% or less of their income. You know, if you can live off 5% of your income, of course, your income is pretty high compared to the average person. But then you're saving a ton of money that can go into generating that investment income. So making more money, saving more money, and putting that money to work in multiple ways where it can generate these multiple streams of income, these multiple sources of income, so that when you log into your bank account on a daily basis, or like I use mint.com to track across investment accounts and business accounts and personal accounts, etc. So when you log in, you're like, oh, geez, the money keeps showing up. That's awesome. And of course, the typical path is, you know, I work for a while doing active income, sometimes my entire life. I might discover sources of leveraged income or recurring income that I implement, you know, and I experience some success with that. And then later I start to think about investment once I've, you know, once I've kind of established myself. But the people who do become the most financially successful are the ones that say, yes to active income, yes to leveraged income, yes to recurring income, yes to investment income, and find ways to make them all happen at once. And when you do that, then the money's showing up all the time and the money keeps growing and you experience remarkable abundance. So my name is Roy Furr. This is a daily issue of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. This one's more about money. Most of the time I'm talking about copywriting, marketing, direct response, entrepreneurship. I would love it if you would, number one, leave a comment with this episode on a scale of 1 to 10. How valuable did you find it and why? What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you going to do maybe to pursue or create these different sources of income so money can start showing up every day for you? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can share it directly with anybody in your life who would like to have money showing up every day. And you can also subscribe. Subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. And then finally, if you do want to go deep into the actual work of creating, like that actual, like those things that you do for practical manifestation, creating this wish, this desire that you have for money every day through marketing, selling, and entrepreneurship, check out the link in the description to BTMS Insiders, which is it's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. So you pay one low monthly fee, recurring income, right? Subscription income. You pay one low monthly fee. You get access to my entire catalog of training. So you can log in, you can binge watch, you can stream everything immediately, or you can just access it as feels appropriate to you. But you pay that one low monthly fee, you get access to everything, and that's btmsinsiders.com. I'm Roy Furr. This is your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here. I think that I have. If you actually go out and, you know, visualize this and then put it into action, practically manifest it to make it real, I think you'll find this was an immensely, immensely valuable episode. But let me know again in the comments how valuable you found it, and I will catch you again in the next episode. See you soon. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.